Now tell us exactly what happened in that Uber.
Okay, so I was heading home from work around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Same route I'm taking every day from Ogilvie Station to Streeterville. It's a 10-minute ride. Most of it is in on Lower Wacker. Now, I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on. I was just minding my own business, working on the phone. And I was, I wasn't even aware of where I am. It was around like 6-7 minutes into the ride when I got a phone call. I picked up the phone. I answered. I said, how are you in Hebrew? And then just the driver stopped the car, started yelling at me, get out of my car, using the F word. I didn't really understand what was going on because, you know, something like that never happened to me. So I asked him, what? Are you sure we're in the middle of the highway? And he said he didn't even react to what I said. It was just it just kept on yelling, get out of my car. So I told him, is it because I'm speaking Hebrew? And he said, yes. And then I understood that this is bigger than I think, and I should just get out of there because this guy is dangerous. He looks at me. He literally looks at me like I was not a person anymore. He had so much hate in his in the way he looked at me. I didn't want to be there anymore. I'm not intimidated easily, but I was scary.
I can understand. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Where were you when he kicked you out?
I was at Lower Wacker between Michigan Avenue and Columbus. And that was, you know, it's there's no sidewalk there. So it's kind of dangerous. But luckily, it was jammed at the time, so I could have just walked out. And I walked, you know, in Lower Wacker on the road.
Now, what was the ethnicity of the Uber driver?
I don't want to get into his ethnicity. I mean, I think that hate is something that comes from all parts of society. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what was his ethnicity. I suspect that he was Middle Eastern, but I don't know more than that.
Gotcha. And have you had a chance to contact Uber? And if so, what was that experience like? What did they say?
They said that they're taking this matter very seriously and they will look into it. They didn't tell me more than that, but I did read a comment by them somewhere that they suspended the driver.
Mm. What would you have to say to people who use... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to add that I am an Israeli diplomat. So, you know, being faced with things like that, incidents like that, are not something that I'm unfamiliar with. However, there's a big difference between coming as a diplomat in a position to give a lecture somewhere and to have protest, which is legitimate. You know, protest and criticism is something that we don't mind. You know, we think it's part of democracy. But coming as a person, as a private person, as Itai Milner, taking an Uber and being attacked violently, this is unacceptable. This is something that we as a society, we cannot tolerate.
Absolutely. And my last question was going to be around how do you keep yourself safe, or how would you advise people keep themselves safe using rideshare apps and traveling in this way, especially if they're people from marginalized groups who may be attacked in this way?
Yeah, well, you know, Uber is part of our, it's part of what we live with rideshare. You know, you cannot not take rideshares. It's like not taking public transportation today. So the solution for that is not to avoid, and it's always not the answer to avoid something because of an incident like that. We should make sure that this driver and any driver that does something like that should not be on the road and should not be on any kind of service.
And then lastly, what would you have Uber do? How would you like them to discipline him if you could have your way?
I don't think that they should keep him as part of one of the drivers. A company like Uber should not tolerate racism.
All right, that's all I have. Is there anything you want to add that I didn't get a chance to get to?
Yeah, I would like to add that since the incident, I posted something on social media, and the amount of support, the amount of care from the community is overwhelming. People are contacting me, offering me rides, strangers offering me to take me to work and back, which is amazing. It shows that as a community, we don't agree with it, and we won't let it happen. You know, people are outraged.